This is a CHOI podcast, listener supported on the Salish Sea.
Here is your CHOI news update. I'm Lisa Cordasco. Wilderness tour operators along the BC coast are hoping to stay afloat with the government-sponsored program to clean up ocean pollution. The Clean Coast, Clean Waters initiative will employ 9 ships with 100 crew, along with 75 First Nations mariners, to remove garbage from waters along the central coast. The co-owner of Maple Leaf Adventures says COVID-19 has been a wrecking ball for the wilderness tour industry. Maureen Gordon says operators are grateful the province has agreed to spend $3.5 million to fund their initiative.
It does put our crew to work this year, and it does give each company a little bit of money to cover some, but not all of the expenses that we've kind of incurred and the losses we've incurred. But it's really important to give those people that work so that they can stay in the industry and stay with us. Psychologically, it's important for everyone involved to know we can get out there and make a difference.
Gordon says they expect to pick up close to 100 tons of debris like fishing gear, styrofoam, and plastic along 1,000 kilometers of remote coastline from the tip of northern Vancouver Island to the Douglas Channel. The first of 2 21-day excursions has been underway for a week, and Gordon says it's already exceeded estimates. She says so far, more than 30 million tons of garbage has been collected. Police say they have identified the suspect involved in a fatal hit and run near Ladysmith, but they still haven't found him. The Vancouver Island Daily is reporting the RCMP says since the man has not been charged, he cannot be identified yet. A 35-year-old woman from Ladysmith was killed early Saturday morning when the SUV she was driving was hit by a Ford pickup truck that crossed over the center median and entered her northbound lane. Police say the man escaped the scene and stole a second vehicle. That second vehicle was found near the crash site a few hours later. Today marks International Overdose Awareness Day, and the Minister of Mental Health and Addiction says it's an opportunity to bring people together and to end the stigma around substance abuse. Judy Darcy says people around the world are coming together to support those goals.
It's also a day when we remember that these are not statistics. These are loved ones, these are human beings, and their loss is devastating to their families and friends and communities.
Darcy says BC Place will be lit up in purple tonight to mark the day. For CHLY News, I'm Lisa Cordasco.
Do you like these updates? Support them by sharing this podcast on Facebook or Twitter, and by rating it on iTunes or your preferred podcast app. Have a tip or story idea? Send it to news@chly.ca. This project is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and Heritage Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. Learn more at chly.ca/LJI.